On Friday, we filled our hall twice with happy people. At noon, we had our seniors moment lunch, and it featured a group called Seniors Acting Up. And I know that several folks here saw their performance. They're a local group of actors who do a cabaret-style show. They sing songs, they have costumes, they dance, they tell very corny jokes, all sorts of fun. And they, what they lacked in talent, they made up for in wild enthusiasm. And I think we enjoyed watching them. One fellow was introduced to me because he was very curious about our church. Told him it was over 100 years old. He was very impressed. And he began to share with me a little bit of his story. He told me that he had gotten involved in a choir and in the group, Seniors Acting Up, just 5 years ago after his wife died. And he told me that instead of staying at home and being miserable, he got out of the house and someone had invited him to a choir practice. And he went and never looked back. It's not something he had done before. He had been kind of sporty before. He played curling and golf, but he had never been involved in the performing arts before. One of the performances in the cabaret was him singing a song accompanied by his ukulele. He accompanied himself. He did a very nice job. He had a very lovely voice, and I told him that I thought he had a nice voice, and he told me that he'd only learned to play the ukulele just 2 years ago, and there he was performing for folks. He said he likes to learn new things so that when he wakes up in the morning, he feels a little bit nervous knowing that he has to learn something new that day. And I thought that was a very interesting way of looking at things. To feel a little bit nervous, wondering what new thing he's going to have to learn. But he clearly enjoyed performing, and it gave him a great sense of joy, and that was in evidence when he was with the group. But he told me the best part of being part of this group of performers were the people. He said, "It's the people that make it important for me." And he's quite adamant about that. Clearly, he had discovered a source of great and deep gladness in his life. He'd found something he loved doing. It got him out of the house to be with people he cared for, and he was learning new things. In the evening, we had our family night, and it was, again, full of happy folks. We had 15 children of all ages, from infant up to young adult. And under the direction of Giselle, who's a theater person, she designed a whole pageant for us. She had sets. She used the costumes that we have. She planned it out very, very well so that everyone had a part to play. And people really enjoyed it. We started with feeding everyone some macaroni and cheese right away so that their tummies were full, and the adults enjoyed that too, and they got down to business. And there's photos on our website if you haven't already checked that out. Well, one of the folks who turned up for that was a parent who came just by herself. She was someone I had invited because I've got a contact list. I try to keep in touch with folks, and I invited all sorts of people to come, and she was one who came, and I was delighted to see her because we hadn't seen her here in quite a while. And while she was here, she met up with somebody she hadn't seen, and they were having a great long chat. When she was leaving, I made sure to have just a brief word, and I told her that people ask her about her all the time, and I was very happy to see her. And I told her she's always welcomed, and I hope that to see her again soon. And she sincerely thanked me for letting me know that she was welcome here. And she really did appreciate knowing that we are here for her with open arms. Another parent was there with his child. And again, I hadn't seen him in a while. And he seemed thoroughly engrossed in conversation with another dad. They seemed to be getting along really well. He came up to me and thanked me. He said that he and his family weren't always able to come on Sunday for all the usual reasons. Sunday gets busy with family life. But he told me that we really want to be part of this community. This is our community. So I was very happy to hear that. So there's lots of folks we don't see on Sunday who believe that they're part of our community, feel connected to our community, and they're involved in various ways that sometimes we don't expect. One of the children who came was Ben's daughter, Katie. And she was very excited to be in a pageant because she told me she'd been in two previous pageants. And she played, she played an angel in one and a sheep or a shepherd in another. And she was wondering what role she could play in this pageant. And I said, well, let's talk to Giselle. So we went over and introduced her to Giselle. And Giselle said, Katie, would you like to be a narrator? And Katie's face lit up. Said, I'd love to be a narrator. I don't know that she knew what a narrator did, but she was very, very enthusiastic. And she threw herself into it, and she was an awesome narrator. So seeing Katie and the other kids get so involved and be so enthusiastic about what they were doing, it was one of the rewarding experiences for me of those kinds of events, to see people really happy and engaged in community activities. And indeed, I saw folks who really did seem to be involved in activities that were giving them a deep sense of gladness, a deep sense of participation. Through performing or connecting or just being with a supportive community, many people had this wonderful, positive, hopeful energy. Well, and that brings us to the story of Zechariah, who's the father of John the Baptist. The canticle that we sang the refrain to is known as the Benedictus. That's from the Latin word for blessed, which is the first word of the passage. And many folks who've attended a service of matins in the old tradition will know the Benedictus because it was sung regularly. It's the song of Zechariah, who is the father of John the Baptist. He is similar to Abraham and other patriarchs of the Old Testament in that he's old. His wife is elderly, and they have long ago given up the possibility of having a child. And yet his wife Elizabeth is given news that she is pregnant. When Zechariah originally hears the news, he's rather skeptical, and in return the angel strikes him mute. Says, for that, you can't speak. But his job is to name the son John. So when the child is born and the child is brought to the temple for the naming ceremony, Zechariah takes a piece of paper and writes out, his name is John. And when he writes that, his speech returns. And when his speech returns, he offers the Benedictus, the great blessing of his son. Zechariah recognizes that his son is not simply significant because he's a son for him and Elizabeth. His son has a special role to play in God's plan. His son is to be a prophet, in particular a prophet who will prepare the way for the coming of the Lord. And in the language of the Bible, the coming of the Lord is the great hope of when God will intervene and set things right. The day of the Lord is the day that God will come and overturn injustice and set things right the way they ought to be. And so his son has a major role to play, and he celebrates that in that wonderful canticle. His deep gladness is expressed in God's faithfulness in bringing light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide the people in the way of peace. Zechariah expresses his deep delight in how God is working in and through his life and the life of his son. He describes a deeply personal encounter with the living God. Zechariah's prayer of thanksgiving can also inform our own prayer of thanksgiving, to recognize how God is working in and through our lives, that God invites each of us to be open to the invitation to be part of God's plan, to be God, be part of the coming day of the Lord when things will be set right. We are all invited to play a role in God's plan, to say yes to God's plan in and through our lives. And a big part of God's plan is to call us into a community of mutual benefit and support, to call us together in a church. And this gift of community can provide us with the strength and courage to be faithful followers of Jesus out in the world beyond the walls of this particular building. This community can be a place where we encounter our deepest gladness. It's a wonderful gift from God available to each of us. Thanks be to God. Amen.